Thank you. first met. About the good old days, she tells me, you remember your first words, your cheap pickup line, away, away. The good old days, she tells me, you remember when we first met, your cheap pickup line, oh we, oh we. About the good old days, she tells me, you remember when we first met, your cheap pickup line, oh way, 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 oh way. Oh. 牵个阿别那个那首那个阿牵个阿会阿会阿阿会阿会阿会阿会阿阿会阿会阿会阿会time having coffee with my wife, my girl, talking about the good old days. She tells me, you remember when we first met, your cheap pickup line, ahoy, ahoy, ha!
All right, good morning. Yes, that was Eli Sakoti with Happy Memories Over Coffee. And we had, you know, that actually doesn't fit either of the genres. You know, it was a CD that I got a couple of years ago, and it's not a 2010 or 2011, but that's cool because, well, the theme, the song fits the theme. So are you having happy memories over your coffee today? I hope you are. Today is the day that you have an opportunity, and it being a weekend is a really grand opportunity for you to remember the past, to remember what has gone, what you've gone through in 2011, in a way to prepare for 2012. So we played that one. And likewise with the Dancing Shadows by Stuart Cardwell and Warren Perkinson. Dancing Shadows, you know, the shadows of the old dancing around, moving out and preparing for that space for the new. And then, of course, Mark Langenfeld got everything started at the top of the 6 a.m. hour with Lakota Sioux Prayer as we greet the day and call in the ancestors and the elders. On Friday, January 6th, in conjunction with Richmond's First Friday's Art Walk, Gallery 5 is pleased to present the openings of two brand new exhibitions on display until Saturday, February 18th. Invisible Weight is a series of paintings by Sean Mahan, and Moving Moments is an exhibition of works by Aaron Tobey. The opening will also feature live performances by Aaron Tobey, Midar, and Greetings. More details at gallery5arts.org. So if you need to call 804-649-9737, you can, and we'll give you that information. So let's go ahead on to the next track, Mary Youngblood. Let's enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rir.org. Ooh. Thank you.
Wake Up every Saturday with Intertribal on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Intertribal features Native American artists, Native American music, traditional to contemporary, from 6 to 9 a.m. That's Intertribal, the original voice of the Americas, with Tall Feathers on WRIRLP 97.3 FM and www.wrir.org.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
Did you know there's a radio show about sustaining the economy? Lightly on the Ground, host Sonny Gardner converses with people who are at the root of any economy, the food system. You might hear from a farm family, a tool maker, a soil scientist, a USDA staffer, and the occasional renowned visionary. When Sonny Gardner asks questions, people answer. So why not listen to Lightly on the Ground? It's broadcast, usually live, on alternate Wednesdays at noon on 97.3 LPFM and online at WRIR.org. And on Thursdays at 11 a.m. on WRIR.org. Local talk with a global impact. Produced at Richmond Independent Radio.
Good morning. This is Kalani Pioe. I guess Tall Feathers decided to kind of run away from the mic. Go figure. Gosh.
Happy New Year!
I just wanted to give you guys a little information. WRIR's programs this week will review the past year. As you reflect on the stories that moved you and the music that grooved you, remember you experienced it here on WRIR. WRIR is the only radio station in Richmond powered by volunteers every second of the day. We hope you will support the station with the end-of-the-year donation. You can donate at WRIR.org and click the big red word Donate. Donate for yourself or in honor of someone else. WRIR's community of volunteers thanks everyone who donated in 2011. Happy New Year from WRIR Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Yes. WRIR would also like to thank Gary, David, Christopher, and Fred, who closed out 2011 with a donation to WRIR. Thank you. All right, so...
Did you read that?
I was going to.
Okay. She's on it.
I'm on it. All right. So the last song you guys heard was Dreams to Find by Mary Youngblood. I personally really enjoy her. I think she's fantastic. And Dreams to Find, you know, in the upcoming year in 2012, you know, we've really got to kind of put ourselves out there. And we all, you know, we all have our, oh, we're going to do this. And we all make our resolutions. But really just kind of go out there this year and, you know, do what makes you happy. I'm going to try that myself. That's my plan for the next year, so you guys should do it too. And up next, we're going to have Tony Duncan. Or actually, no, we actually just listened to something else too.
Yes.
I'm so behind.
That's okay. That's why you're on the mic training right now.
I know. Okay, so we also had Tony Duncan, Darren Yazzie, and Jeremy Dancing Bull, also known as Estunba, with A Prayer to the East. You know, we're. The new sun's coming up tomorrow. With that new sun, that means a whole new year. Yeah. So up next, I believe we have, she has my CD. We have Louis Ghani with Orion's Light, which, you know, will be in the sky tonight. And I don't know about you guys, but I had a good year this year. I met a lot of new people and had a great time, and this was kind of a year of firsts for me personally, so I'm excited. You guys should be excited too, even if you guys are just waking up with your morning coffees and doing all that. But you know, you guys should really be excited, because you know, 2011 is gone and 2012 is coming, and it's a leap year, one extra day, yay. But I just, you know, I want to get everybody excited when it comes to, you know, the new year, because it's always a good time. It's a new thing. It's refreshing. And I always love the new year personally. So I'm going to stop talking because I'm sure you guys are sick of my voice and get back to the music with Louis Ghani right here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. 2011 is in the closeout stages. We're in the final 18 or so hours until 2012 enters in. I'm excited. I hope you are too. And that was Aaron White and Anthony Wakeman with End of My Trail. Just before that, Visions of the Past by Mark Thunderwolf off his new CD, Open Your Heart. Fierce and Brave with Wishes of Happiness and Prosperity. That comes off a CD that, yes, came out in 1994, but I was gifted it this year. So there we go. And I think with the theme that we're going with, it fit in very well. Louis Gonet with Orion's Light. So we've got more music coming up in just a little bit, but we figured there's so many PSAs that are out there right now that are coming within the next week or so. So we figured we'd try, even though we only have to read one an hour, we figured we'd read a few more. So Miss Kalani Pioe.
Yes, hi, hello.
You have the treat?
I do have the treat. This New Year's Eve, you can help show solidarity with people spending the holidays in jail. The Richmond Anarchist Black Cross is carrying on an international anarchist tradition with a New Year's Eve noise demonstration. Participants can meet at the Wingnut Collective, 2005 Barton Avenue, at 11 p.m., or join the group at the City Jail, 1701 Fairfield Way, at 11:30. You can learn more by emailing rvaabc@gmail.com or calling 804-303-5449. That's 804-303-5449. I think that sounds like fun.
That does. Sounds interesting. All right. And, of course, if you wanted to get that information and you're just now tuning in and just now waking up, you can call the studio here, 804-649-9737. That is the studio line. You will get into us, both Kalani and myself.
Just don't mix us up.
Well, that's kind of easy. You know,
it happens.
We're
a lot,
two
apparently.
Females, and you know,
I guess early in the morning we just sound exactly the same.
Yes,
it's cool.
We're twins. Hey, at least on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. We're the Gemini set, and I'm not Gemini.
Exactly. It makes so much sense. But I am, so it's cool.
Yeah. There we go. All right. So, what are your plans for New Year's?
My plans. I am going out with my very best friend in the world, mm-hmm. and we're going to go to another friend's house, and we're just going to party down like it's 2011.
All right. Well, what are your thoughts with the Mayan calendar, with the end of the world? You know, 2012, December, was it 21st or something?
Yeah,
like.
December 21st, 2012.
I actually know someone who's, that's their birthday.
Oh, that poor person. That's probably why.
Yeah. He's a ginger.
Oh, that makes so much sense then. Everything has made sense. You know, I don't honestly know how I feel about it. I mean, of one mind, I like to make fun a little bit and just go, the guy probably just got really lazy and was like, nobody's going to worry about this later.
Really?
But at the same time, you know, I mean, when you look at this year and you look at what's supposed to be coming up, you know, astronomically and, you know, geologically, it would make sense. But I think more than anything, we're not going to just perish.
No, I don't think we're going to perish.
I think it's just kind of going to be one of those, the world changes a little bit more than faster than we were expecting. Mm-hmm. And
like
so
Rob Murphy, who has been on the show previously, mm-hmm. he is a Richmond shaman, and he was sharing that it's and again, I've heard this from some of the people or a person who actually comes from that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking here. I heard this from a person who grew up with this as his culture.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying it's just like a regular calendar. You know, it's just like our calendar ends today and you don't see anybody getting out of sorts.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody getting out of sorts and worried, but for completely different reasons today.
Right. Yes. Like all those pink slips that have gone out.
Yes.
This is the season. Well, there that most people do, a lot of people do get pink slips, but January, February, March is the season where most of the hiring goes on.
Exactly.
So if you're out there job hunting, polish up that resume, refresh it a little bit.
Make it really pretty.
Yes. And and just get it out there because, you know, I'm very fortunate. My contract came to an end yesterday, but I was invited to stay on. So I've got 2 more months of employment. You know, when you work that contracting trade, you don't know, and you know, what's coming next. But that's, I think, what we're facing this year. But Rob was saying that this is more of a spiritual enlightenment. It's a change within the heart of people.
Which I think
an awakening, so to speak.
I think that would be wonderful. I mean, sometimes I wonder.
Yeah. Well, you know, the pendulum, let's face it, the pendulum swings both ways. So let's leave it at that.
Yes.
We've gone to one extreme, and now we got to go back.